Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today on WIFM. I'm Danny Hall, and we are always pleased to welcome this young lady to the program. She's the Allegheny County County Extension Director and very involved in the 4-H Youth Development and Family and Consumer Science, Amy Lucas. Good morning.
Hey, Danny.
Welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, let's just get right into it, Amy. I know there's a lot of exciting things that are going on with Allegheny 4-H. You got some really cool stuff coming up in the spring. Let's just talk about 4-H. What's happening now, Amy?
Yeah, sure. Well, you know, a lot of times we have people that think that 4-H is something that just happens during the summer. We go to camp. We do 4-H Congress. We do livestock shows. But, you know, we still have a lot of stuff going on, even right now with the snow on the ground. We're still doing some pretty cool stuff. Probably the biggest thing that we've got going on right now is our 4-H plant sale that, you know, we're trying to raise money so that we can help give our kids scholarships so they can go to some of these events, because otherwise it's really expensive for them to go out of pocket. So we really try to help them as much as we can. We've also got an area food show coming up where the kids can cook different dishes and come show those off. And that's Saturday, March 7th.
Yum.
And that's open to kids ages 5 and up, and it's completely free. We've also got the Soul Hope Project, which we're going to be participating in on March 11th. And we've also got a big teen retreat coming up at the end of March, March 21st and 22nd at Betsy Jeff Penn.
Busy, fun stuff going on. About the plants, I know that's a pretty popular event with you. What type of plants do you have available now, Amy?
Yeah, we have a lot of plants. You know, it's crazy. People don't really like to think about planting their garden or planting plants outside with snow on the ground. But, you know, you got to get ready, and now's a great time to get those orders in so you'll have them when the weather breaks and get them in. So we've actually got blueberries and blackberries. We've got a lot of flowers and herbs. We've got some raspberries, strawberries, and something that we started doing, I guess it was last year, we started selling vegetable plants. We had a huge amount of response from that.
Great.
So we're offering up those vegetable plants again this year. Kind of the different thing, a little bit different, is we've actually got two due dates just because of the seasonality of the plants. So the blueberry orders are going to be due by Monday, March 23rd.
Okay.
And then all the other plants are going to be due on Tuesday, April 17th to get your orders in. So again, the blueberries are March 23rd and everything else is April 17th to give, you know, give it time to warm up a little bit. But those blueberries like to be in the ground just a little bit cooler than what the rest of the plants do.
Obviously, that's a very popular event with 4-H. If people are interested in getting the plants, how do they place an order? Where do they find out?
Yeah, super easy. Just contact us here at the office. It's 336-372-5597. We're also on social media. We have a 4-H blog. We also have a Facebook page, so all that information is going to be up on there. Of course, the easiest way, just give us a call here, and we'll get you set up and get the information out to you.
You're going to be pretty easy to find with all those.
Yeah. Just Google Allegheny 4-H. You can't miss us.
Our guest is Amy Lucas. Amy's the Allegheny County Extension Director and specializing in 4-H Youth Development, Family and Consumer Science. You mentioned, Amy, about a teen retreat. What and where and when?
Yeah, we've got a teen retreat coming up at the end of March, March 21st and 22nd. We're going to be at Betsy Jeff Penn 4-H camp in Reidsville. And this is for those kids that are 13 to 18. We try to keep, you know, we lose a lot of kids because everybody is so busy during this age bracket. So we try to offer them events to stay connected, really find out about 4-H, you know, or even at that point get involved in 4-H, because sometimes this is one of the first things kids do with us. So it's full of great opportunities. We've got workshops going on. We've got some leadership activities. We're going to be doing some community service. We've got campfire, dance, we got games, movies, all kinds of stuff, little something for everybody. And probably one of the most important things that we do at this event is this is where we elect our district officers. So it's a chance for all of our kids to get together to meet who is running for district office, kind of grill them, find out what's important to them and what they want to do different, and you know, elect those leaders for the next year. So it's a really great event, and it gets kids involved in hopefully, you know, something that they can carry with them from then on.
Absolutely. So. That's kind of an idea we should put in place for those running for political office.
Everybody should be able to question. Absolutely. That would be the best way to do it.
Our guest is Amy Lucas with the Allegheny County Extension. You also mentioned something new to me, Amy, and that's the Soul Hope Project.
Yeah, the Soul Hope Project. It's a great project we've just gotten involved with. We've done it on a state level as an activity one time about a year ago, but I've done it recently with our Family Consumer Science program with our ECA, our Extension Community Association ladies, and it's something that our kids can really take off with, and they can pretty, it's a hands-on, and the great thing about it is at the end of the day, they have made shoes for kids that really need them. It's a project that was actually started in Asheville, North Carolina, which is pretty impressive because it's worldwide now.
Wow.
And what you're doing is you're making shoes for people in Uganda. There's a lot of foot-related diseases there, and the other good thing about it is when you're cutting out the patterns for these shoes, you're also giving someone a job once you send these pieces over to Uganda. So not only are you providing shoes for kids, but you're also providing jobs for people that need jobs to help support their family. So it's a really great project. We're real excited about it. So all you have to do is bring a pair of old blue jeans with you and come, and we're going to make some shoes for some kids.
Got to believe a lot of people would be excited about that.
Yeah, that's going to be on Friday, March the 6th, and we're going to do that from 3:30 to 5. And we're opening it up to kids ages 8 and up. So, I mean, even little kids can get involved with this one.
And that'll be at your office?
It is. It's going to be here at the office at 90 South Main Street. So, you know, we're going to have some snacks, some fun times, fun things going on. So come on by. We'd love to have you participate.
Great hands-on project, too, man. Other opportunities available, Amy?
Yeah, we are doing some other things. We've got some livestock events that we're helping to promote. One of those is the Clover Classic Livestock Show that's going to be held in Winston-Salem at the Dixie Classic Fairgrounds. That's March 14th and 15th. So there's more information about that up on the Facebook page and on the blog. And then the other cool thing that we're doing, that our ag agent is doing, is he's going to be doing a livestock institute. He's teaming up with Grayson County. This is something that we see a lot of down east, but we really don't have that much of up here. So he's going to be doing a livestock institute and showmanship clinic on April 7th.
Oh, neat.
So it's going to be here at our fairgrounds starting at 9 o'clock. And actually, we're opening that up to ages 4 and up for sheep and 8 and up for cattle. And the kids will learn all about showmanship, fitting and clipping, nutrition. And so it'll be a great day full of great stuff to teach kids just about what showmanship and livestock is really all about. Pretty excited about that.
That is terrific. Any great news or anything recent you might want to
share
with us?
Yeah, I have one more thing I want to share. I'm so proud of our kids. Our horse bowl teams just participated in their district horse bowl in Reidsville this past weekend. And our junior and our senior teams both finished second. So they're going to be heading on to the state competition in Raleigh. So we're so proud of those kids. They did a great job. And I'm really looking forward to see what they can do coming up at the state competition.
That is terrific. Wow.
Yeah, so proud of them.
Amy, I always catch the fever when I talk to you folks. If you don't know it, she is, you can't tell by the way she talks about it. She is so enthusiastic about 4-H in Allegheny County.
And Thanks so much, Danny.
We really appreciate it. Love chatting with you. I know you're going to be so involved in all these things coming up. And you're a busy lady because you're the county extension director, too. So,
yeah, all good stuff. All good stuff.
Thanks for sharing some time with us today. We appreciate it and look forward to talking to you again very soon, Amy Lucas.
You too. Thanks so much, Danny.
And folks, thank you for joining us for Extension Today right here on 100.9 WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.